Tate, Armidale, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, November 21, 1895. Elder Tate Review and Herald, Battle Creek, Michigan. Dear Brother, please send to Stephen Belden, Norfolk Island, the Review and Herald, youth's instructor, Sabbath school worker, and any helps in the way of books that he may need on the island. He is separated so far from us that he needs everything in this line that he can have. Also send the Review and Herald, youth's instructor and Sabbath school worker, to John Radley, Pennant Hills, New South Wales, Australia. Please make no delay in this matter. This man is well off and intelligent and a great reader, but he has nearly gone over to the world. I have placed in his house Patriarchs and Prophets, and he also has Great Controversy, Christian Education, and Steps to Christ. I have felt it my duty to do this, hoping to save him from ruin. He has a large orchard of oranges, lemons, apricots, peaches, etc., but does not care to supply his family with books on the present truth. Such families, I am determined, shall have my books and the papers. We hope Radley will come back. He has a wife who loves the truth and a family of interesting children. We want this family to be saved. In the next box of books coming to Melbourne, will you please send me back numbers of the youth's instructor? It does not matter how far back they may date. I see families that can be helped in this way that I could not otherwise find access to. Please continue sending the papers to Thompson and the others at Prospect, New South Wales, Australia. I want a number of Gospel Primer to send to families that need and would be interested in such books. After I had been asked to give my royalties on the books that were put on the Pitcairn, I purchased all that I could of the books damaged on the vessel, that I might have them to give away. I am letting our books and papers do all that they can, for there are so few here to give personal attention to those who need help. I feel very much perplexed to know how to work for the salvation of the many around us. Oh, how I need Edson White! I believe he could help me in preparing books as no other one could do. It seems strange to me that I am deprived of the help and society of him and his wife. Willie is away so much that I cannot even lay my MSS manuscripts before him. If Edson were here, with the blessing of God, we could do much. Edson and his wife could travel with me, and he could speak to the people and help me in bookmaking. We hope that this may be brought about. It is a mystery to me that the Sermon on the Mount, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, has had to wait so long for the cuts. It has been ready for some time, but the cuts do not come. How long will this be delayed? And will we be obliged to wait in the same way for the cuts on the life of Christ? We must know about this, because some plans must be made which will advance the work more speedily. If this cannot possibly be done at Battle Creek, please say so, and we will consider what course it is best to take to prevent this wonderful delay. Please give us some information about the Sermon on the Mount. When will the public have that book? With respect.